I'm excited to be back in the South. I'm originally from Columbia, South Carolina, and I'm part of a clergy couple, so my husband and I have lived in various states serving different churches and ministries, and most recently we have moved back to the land of the living, back to home from Lincoln, Nebraska. Part of my ministry, besides working with college students, whom I absolutely love because they give me energy, I try to keep up with my two children. They are almost 6 and 4, and I don't have enough energy from them, so I try to draw from the college students who still have a little bit of it in reserve. Part of my ministry is working with children's books. And connecting them to scripture and telling stories and connecting them to our everyday life. Because I think we have a lot to learn from people like Dr. Seuss and Shel Silverstein and all of the wonderful authors that we read when we are little, or they are read to us, but we don't pay attention to them when we are adults anymore because that's just child's play. So this morning I am going to offer to you one of my new favorite children's books. I'm going to show the pictures. If you can see them, great. If not, listen to the words and you can look at the pictures later on. I will share it with you. But this book has become a new favorite. My children can quote it back to me, and it's one that I am perfectly fine with them having memorized and carrying around with them. The book that we are going to begin with this morning is called Peace is an Offering. Peace is an Offering by Annette LaBox, and pictures are by Stephanie Graydon. If you can see it, wonderful. If not, just listen. Listen with open eyes. Peace is an offering, a muffin or a peach. A birthday invitation, a trip to the beach. Peace is gratitude for simple things, light through a leaf, a dragonfly's wings. A kiss on the cheek, raindrops and dew, a walk in the park, a bowl of hot stew. Peace is holding on to another. Peace is the words you say to a brother. Will you stay with me? Will you be my friend? Will you listen to my story till the very end? Will you wait when I'm slow? Will you calm my fears? Will you sing to the sun to dry my tears? Will you keep me company when I'm all alone? Will you give me shelter when I've lost my home? You may find peace in a photograph, or in the deep boom of a belly laugh. And even in the wake of tragedy, even then you might find her in the rubble of a fallen tower, in the sorrow of your darkest hour, in the hat of a hero, in the loss of a friend. Peace is a joining, not a pulling apart. It's the courage to bear a wounded heart. It's the safe place to live. It's freedom from fear. It's a kiss or a hug when you've lost someone dear. So offer a cookie. Walk away from a fight. Comfort a friend through the long, dark night. Sing a quiet song. catch a falling star. And may peace walk beside you wherever you are. How often do we think of peace as something as simple as a muffin or a peach or a bowl of hot stew? Peace is such an existential thing to us now that we are adults. It's something that we reach for. It's something that we strive to attain. It's something that just seems so fleeting, impossible to achieve, impossible to offer, impossible to give. But peace is a muffin. It's a peach. It's a bowl of hot stew. It's food. Food is peace. And today we join with sisters and brothers from around the world at the communion table for World Communion Sunday. We gather at a table to be filled. We gather at this table to be fed, and here we are offered food and we are offered drink. We are offered a peaceful meal. Sharing meals is filling bellies. It's filling hearts. It's giving hope. And giving food is, I contend, quite possibly the most peaceful act that we can engage in with another person. I'm new to Greensboro, been here a month, and I'm new to the public school system. My son is in kindergarten. But I've recently learned of a program at his school, and I love it. In fact, I usually overpack his lunchbox because of this program. You may have heard of it, you may not. Rock and Wrap It Up allows my son Luke to put any extra food that he may have from his lunchbox onto a designated table in the cafeteria during his lunchtime. Any student is allowed and encouraged to take food from that table should they need or want additional food for the day or a snack later on in class. Later in the day, one of our local Presbyterian churches then goes to his school and picks up the food that has been left on this table, and then they use it for their after-school outreach program to neighborhood children who don't have enough to eat. According to its mission, Rock and Wrap It Up is an independent anti-poverty think tank that's based in New York, and somehow it's made its way here. But it works with partners across the country to develop greening solutions that address the issues of hunger and poverty in America. It works by increasing financial assets available to fight poverty through identifying new revenue streams through food and other basic assets obtained without any cost. It originated in the music industry, hence the name Rock and Wrap It Up. The group that started it began by recovering food that was prepared but not served from different concert venues. Then they started working directly with bands to see that the surplus of food would be donated instead of being thrown away. Rock and Wrap It Up works with bands to show them how they can use their contracts with venues as a harvesting tool for food and other assets. And some of the very first bands to include Rock and Wrap It Up in their clauses, in their riders, were the Rolling Stones, Aerosmith, Bruce Hornsby, the Allman Brothers, Tina Turner, and so many more. And the program has been so successful that it now works with major sports teams, the film industry, and even your local elementary school. Peace is a muffin, or a peach, or some grapes, or a juice box, or a turkey sandwich, or even beef jerky. Peace is an elementary school cafeteria table where all can be fed before and while they are being taught. Today we are getting traveling food. God has gifted us with food for the journey before we are sent from this place on our way. A colleague of mine shared this story with me. I remember going on a lot of long car rides as a child. Most of our extended family lived several time zones away from us, and my parents couldn't afford to fly the whole family. So when we went to visit family, it usually involved long car rides. My mom was great at keeping us occupied on those trips, but one of the things that I looked forward to on those long car rides was the food. Our family had certain travel food. Mom would pack the car full of more snacks than you could even imagine needing. I remember bags and bags full of snacks. And any time one of us kids called out, "Mom, I'm hungry," she would remind us, "Look in the bag and see what you can find." But not any food can be travel food. You see, it had to be something that wouldn't spoil without refrigeration. It had to be something that's not too messy. It had to be something that did not require any preparation. And there seemed to be an endless supply of those bags of fruits and veggies and, yes, even chips and candy. There would be stretches of road like the Midwest Plains where you can go hundreds of miles between rest stops. And Mom made sure we had food. There's going to be stretches of road where we're not going to have rest stops. We may go on vacation and miss Communion Sunday, or we may just not make it. We may not feel like being at the table. But this table, this meal is a meal of peace. This meal, bread, juice, this meal will heal the world. And no, I'm not talking about the grains in the bread necessarily, although the grain provides income for the farmer. And I'm not talking about the grape necessarily, although grapes are considered a superfood. No, I'm talking about the sustenance. I'm talking about the meal that gives us peace. The peace that the world needs desperately right now comes from those of us that partake in this meal. We are peace bearers. We are the healers of the world, whether we like it or not. We've seen all over the news, especially yesterday and this past week, that there is an entire island of Americans who do not have access to food and water right now. They don't have the special snacks that won't spoil without refrigeration. They can't even walk downstairs without walking through water that is full of dead animals and excrement. The infrastructure and the means of any dissemination were wiped away by Hurricane Maria just a few short weeks ago, leaving our Puerto Rican brothers and sisters in dire straits. "We are dying," says Mayor Carmen Yulin Cruz of San Juan. Peace is holding on to one another. Students in City Springs Elementary Middle School in East Baltimore. East Baltimore is where poverty is rampant, where students don't know if they're going to get another meal. They don't know if family members will be coming home for the night. They don't know necessarily where they are going to lay their head in the evening. But students at City Springs Elementary Middle School in East Baltimore raised over $1,000 for hurricane relief efforts in the last month. Peace is the courage to bear a wounded heart. Kayla Chadwick wrote an article for the Huffington Post this week, and in it she says this: "I am having politics fatigue," or to be more specific, arguing about politics fatigue. There is a particular stumbling block I keep running into when trying to reach across the proverbial aisle to those and having difficult conversations with those smugly suggesting that they are better than me. And I think piece after piece, conversation after conversation, I don't know how to explain to someone that they should care about other people. So offer a cookie. Walk away from a fight. Comfort a friend through the long, dark night. This table is ever expanding because there's ever expanding need in the world. There's a plethora of abundance. It doesn't look like much, but it's more than we will ever need because we are always going to need to be fed and sustained so that we can be the world healers. We must eat. Friends, this is our traveling food. This is our nourishment for today and for tomorrow and for the next day. We are the peacemakers. We are the world changers. We are the ones that are being used to heal. So eat, sisters. Drink, brothers. Community, come. Be filled. Take this bread. Drink from this cup. There is a world that needs us. There is a world crying, begging, asking for us to offer a cookie, to walk away from a fight, to catch a falling star, and to offer peace wherever we are. Come, be fed.